Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hi, I'm Dr. Emily Morse from SexWithEmily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promessin is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to Promessin.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, which you should do. I'm not going to spam you. I'm not going to give you your email address. I'm just going to give you really good information that's going to rock your sex life, just like I do on the show. So, thanks everyone for listening, subscribing on iTunes, following me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily, and everywhere else your social media mind roams, you will find me. I'm here with Menace today in the lovely city of San Francisco.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for visiting my city.
It's great
to
see you.
It's my city now. You're in Los Angeles.
I know. I'm sad. It's actually in my car's outside. I was here for the new opening of the Good Vibrations store in Palo Alto, which is a beautiful store. And I was in town for another work thing. And I thought, this is it. I've got the rest of my furniture in my Mini Cooper. There's a few things left. And I'm out of here. Like, I'm not a citizen of San Francisco anymore. And it feels, you know, I don't know. It feels good. It feels like the year that I've lived in Los Angeles has been really, really good for me. Like, good for business, good for my life, and good change. But I love this city. It's mm-hmm. so in my heart. And but I love
you,
seeing you.
But you did get reminded how much it costs to freaking live here.
It is when so. We were, oh, my God. That was hysterical.
We were outside, and we both had to put money in the meter. It is 25 cents for every 4 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Do people, can you, okay, people, because I know my mother, like, in Michigan, like, I'm going home next week to Michigan. Like you get, like, an hour for a quarter or 30 minutes for a quarter or more. Hand. A quarter, 4 minutes for a quarter. Like, it's, we have to go down and plug our meters again.
We do.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, San Francisco, and it's blowing up, right, with all the tech stuff happening. So, you know, it's not as pretty in Los Angeles. It's not as whatever, but, you know.
I feel that Los Angeles is actually, they stop making buildings there after the 70s. Everything looks so throwback. At least the areas that I go to, like, Fairfax and stuff like that, to the shoe stores.
So exactly.
Buy Jordans and stuff like that. But, and do you know what's, it's crazy the amount of money it costs to live in San Francisco and for what you get. I was in Florida just recently, in Orlando, just talking to people, and I was just telling them about the plastic bag situation where you can't get plastic bags in San Francisco.
Or paper bags. No bags.
No. You can get paper bags, but you have to spend 10 cents per bag.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's they outlawed bags.
So I'll probably be moving to Los Angeles soon.
No, but even in Los Angeles, they outlawed bags. Not in every town like West Hollywood, you can get bags, but in Hollywood, you can't. And so, but yeah, Target's like 10 cents for a bag. It's like, I forget. And the problem is my car is filled with those goddamn bags, but I forget to bring them upstairs. Mm. And then by the time I'm upstairs at Target in LA, it's upstairs, this thing. And I'm like, I don't want to go back down. And then I pay for the bags. It's really annoying. But you know what? It's just like relationships. There's like pros and cons to everything.
Yeah.
Like the traffic in LA, like there's certain things you know, you just learn what you can live with and what kind of lifestyle you want. What kind of person does that partner you want to be with make you happy in all the ways that you need to be happy? And in the ways that they totally bum you out, can you live with those things? And that's how I feel about the cities. Yeah, I think I'm just going to have an affair with both cities, though, for a while. But that's me.
But I was in Orlando and some Sex with Emily listeners tweeted me.
Okay.
And said, welcome to Orlando.
They
and
did?
They listened to the podcast. Yeah, so what's up to everybody in Florida?
I love that. Yeah. They saw that you were tweeting about it?
Yeah, I'll be in Missouri soon, so what's up to everybody in Missouri?
What's up with Missouri? That's amazing. I love that they tweeted you. Yeah, you're a menace
just
on Twitter.
Menace on Twitter and then menace on Instagram.
And yep, and I'm Sex with Emily in all those places,
too. And you're going to be in Michigan?
I'm going to be in Michigan, yep.
Are you afraid to go back?
I'm a little exactly. I'm so afraid. I got really sick this summer in Michigan. I was home for 5 days. I stayed a month. Is that why you were asking me why I'm afraid? Or am I afraid because of the weather?
Well, I totally forgot you went back to Michigan and you got sick. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
and when you were talking to me and you got sick, I didn't really think it was a big deal. When you were texting me, it wasn't really a big deal. But it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was huge deal.
You got really sick.
Yeah,
I think
pneumonia.
If I knew it was that serious, I would have flown out there.
Oh,
and come
you're
see
so
you.
Sweet.
I swear to God.
That's why I dumped the guy I was dating because he didn't care and he would not have flown out there to see me. But
yeah,
that's a whole other story. That was a while ago.
When I was talking to you were just playing off. Like,
I know.
No big
deal. But I got sicker and sicker. But
the reason I say, are you afraid to go back? Because, you know, you were on this television show on Bravo called Misadvised. And I assume that you haven't been back since. And, you know, all this stuff. And then there was this guy that you were hanging out with that was on the show
David,
and all
that
stuff. And, you know,
I'm going to see him.
You
I'm
are?
I'm going to see him in Michigan.
Why?
Yeah, because we go to this. Oh, do you know that he just texted me and asked me to go away with him on vacation? A. B, I go to Michigan every year and there's this party that happens this time of year that everyone goes to that I know. Mm-hmm. And I think he's probably going to be there.
But I thought honestly, if I was him, I might have been a little bit upset on the way I was portrayed on the show.
No.
But he was cool with it?
Yeah, in fact, which is so interesting.
But it probably made him a star in
hometown. It made him a star. Do you understand? In Michigan, he had like 100 women hit him up on Facebook. Okay, so if you guys see this, I was in the show on Bravo called Misadvised. You can download it on iTunes for like $5, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to watch season one. It's actually an interesting show, reality show, if you want to see how I live my life. And he was this guy, my crush from when I was like in fifth grade, and we hook up and we get back together, or we reunite after all these years, he's going through divorce, whatever. Final scene, we kind of have this blowout. I shouldn't tell you everything that happens, but whatever. So, but we're still friends, and it was kind of a weird thing. However, but a lot of women objectively say, that guy looked like an asshole. Like a lot of people.
Mm, yeah.
Like you're asking me right now. The dude got like 100 chicks on Facebook were like,
dude,
hi,
are you
the David? And then he like banged two of them. So I'm like, good for you.
You totally hooked him up.
I hooked him up. I'm like you look so bad, you look good. And then you got laid. You got your dick sucked because you look like an asshole. Because those are the women who date the bad boys. And I don't understand why I've never been that girl. Like if a guy is a dick to me, like you're a bad boy, like not attractive. I'm not hot. I'm not turned on. It's not interesting. But a lot of women go for that. And I'm not saying that David is a bad boy, the guy on the show with me. He's not. But he looked that way on the show.
Yeah, he was.
So you know what? Those are the crazy ones.
You totally hooked him up because he was just recently divorced when
exactly.
That happened. So you put him out there. Now he became, and you know, if he was stuck here in San Francisco, he might be a little bit miserable because it's a big pond. But in Michigan, he was probably a superstar.
Oh, superstar! He's so happy. He could put him on television. Put him on the goddamn map. That guy should be happy, right, Venice? I put you on the map too. We had fun on that show.
It was good.
So long ago, not so long ago. It feels like it was a long time ago. It was in this room actually. Stitcher Studios. Download the app. Listen to it on your iPhone, the podcast. It's really easy that way. Okay, so today's show, I'm just going to read the emails because I've been getting so many emails lately from all of you, and I really want to answer every single one. So thank you for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, men who can't orgasm during sex. This topic's come up a lot lately. So dear Emily, I just started following you and the podcasts are great. I'm a 20-year-old male, and I find it hard to climax during oral sex and sexual intercourse. For example, My first time that I ever had sex, I could not climax at night or the morning after. I've heard that masturbation affects climax, and also I read on Men's Health that you should masturbate at least twice a week. I have conflicted reading, so what should I do? Thank you, Emily. Signed, Cody. Okay, so Cody, if you orgasm easily during masturbation and you become accustomed to that experience, it can affect when you orgasm during intercourse. However, it's totally fine to masturbate, especially two times a week. I mean, a lot of guys masturbate every single day. Maybe you can practice masturbating in different ways to orgasm. For example, instead of moving your hand quickly up and down, try slower movements and mix it up. You may also need to find the right position to ejaculate in. Most guys have a favorite position, and women, that's easier to orgasm in, like doggy style, for example, or anvil position, which is missionary position with her legs over your shoulders. A lot of guys can orgasm that way. So maybe you need to have sex with someone for a bit to figure out how to orgasm. You're 20 years old. I'm not sure how much experience you have. But in the meanwhile, when you're with a partner, don't be afraid to explore mutual masturbation and using your hand while she gives you a blowjob. So you can also do that as well. So if you are, like you said, that you're able to climax no problem when you're masturbating, again, just mix up the different techniques that you're using. Like, I think you're still figuring out your body, and maybe during sex, you know, it's harder for you to masturbate because you're so used to one way. So I would just, again, start adding some variety to your masturbation practice. And what would you say
and
to that?
Use your human brain. Come up with, you know,
fantasies.
Your most crazy scenarios in your head that would take you to that point.
When he's with her, when he's having sex with her, and he can't masturbate. Is that what you do? So what, like, come up with like the crazy supermodel or whatever chick what do guys think about?
What?
You're looking at me so funny. No, but like, you're saying come up with some fantasy to get him there in his mind. Like, use your imagination. That's a great point, Menace, because I don't have a penis. I don't know what goes on with you guys. Only I could like rent your penis for a day. I would love to rent your penis for a day. Would you let me? And also, one more thing. If you have a problem, if you have the opposite problem, which a lot of men ejaculate sooner than they'd like, they can also check out Promescent. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for lasting longer in bed. So if you go to promescent.com, you get more information, click on the banner, or you just click on the banner on Sex with Emily, and the thing is that a lot of men, they ejaculate too quickly, but it's not even that. Some men just want to last a little longer than like, not, they might not be minute men, but it might be like 6 minutes, but their girlfriend takes 12 minutes to orgasm. So you can use this spray on your penis and she doesn't even know you're using it, and you can feel everything. You stay harder longer. So check out Promescent if you want to do that. Which is pretty cool for some people who have that issue. You don't have that problem, do you, Menace?
No.
Would you tell me if you did?
Probably
not.
No.
Okay. If we haven't talked about your penis enough, I'm going to talk to you about the Fleshlight, which is the number one sex toy for men, because it just really is. It's the only one that you want. It is a masturbation sleeve. I've been talking about this for over a year and a half now, and I know you guys are all loving it because every guy who got one is like, oh my God, where has it been my whole life? And it's not because you're not having sex. It's not because you're dissatisfied with your sex life. It's just like how I have a million vibrators, or some women have two. It's fine. You should have something as well that just feels a little different than sex, just as good as sex, and a little different than your hand. And also, if you want to last longer in bed, the stamina training unit is awesome. So do me a favor. Because I love you. And if you love me, go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Okay. Hello, Emily. I've been following your show for a few months, and I can really see that my sex life has improved. I've been together with my girlfriend for a while now, and since I'm a nice guy, the hardest time for me is when she has her period. She loves giving BJs, and she keeps me very happy, but I want to return the favor. Until now, I give her a massage, but I want to do more. You've talked about some breast orgasms, and I've searched your archive for information about this, but I don't feel like it gives enough information. Can everyone have a breast orgasm? How long until you get there? How do you move your hands and mouth? Keep up the good work. Regards, Larry. Larry, I'm so glad your sex life has improved from the show. That makes me so happy. Okay, and I love that when she has a period, like, okay, I thought you were going to say the hardest time she has a period because she's kind of being a bitch and she's bloody or whatever. But you're saying, you're such a good guy, Larry, that you're saying she's giving me blowjobs and I want to please her and I might want to give her a nipple orgasm, a breast orgasm, which is the second most common type of orgasm. Did you know that?
I didn't know it was the second.
Yeah, second most common orgasm is breast. And not every woman can have them, no.
Did she say you hate those women?
Hate those women. I hate the women who are just like, oh, oops, I had an orgasm within 2 minutes. And I was riding my bike when I was 8 and I had one and I haven't stopped ever since. Some women have orgasms really easily. I'm just not one of those women. It's not hard, but it's not like easy, no problem. And I know I'm not a breast, but I'm working on the breast orgasm. In fact, I got some nipple clamps from Good Vibes. I've never played with them before, but I like different sensations on my nipples. Like, this is what I think about the nipple thing. Well, I should get back to his answer and then get back to my nipples. And after this, I will talk about my nipples. So stay tuned. First, Larry says, can everyone have a breast orgasm? I don't see any reason why not. Every woman, most women, I think, do not. However, I also believe, like in everything in life, if you try to have a nipple orgasm, like if you were like, I'm going to work on it, I'm going to put lube on it, I'm going to have my partner rub it, or I'm going to do it myself, I'm going to use vibrations. I mean, play with your breasts and your nipples and figure out what turns her on. So she might be able to, she might not, but you might as well try. I mean, I believe if you do the right thing to them, and every woman is different, she might just have one. How long until you get there? Again, different with every woman. Some woman can have a breast orgasm after 10 minutes. You might want another woman, you might have to work on her for an hour. And then how do you move your hands and mouth? Again, this is really different with all women. But the trick to the breast is that you always want to start a lot slower. So like I always tell men, go 5 times slower than you think you normally would and softer. So maybe you want to cup her breasts first, like cup them, you know, on the sides and start rubbing the sides. That feels really good to a woman's breasts. And then slowly, like, start moving your fingers like around her areola, around her nipples, and see how she starts to react. You can like lick your finger, or you can use some lube and see like if she likes it a little wet. You can blow on it. So I would say you can nibble on the nipple. A lot of women like that, and then see how much she can take. Like, is she moaning? Does she say ouch? If she says ouch, don't do the nibbling. Then just do the licking. You know, but some women really like their nipples like pinched, and some women can just have orgasms from you on their nipples if you just go around and around with your tongue. So I'm telling you, you got to experiment with everything I just said. Use a little lube, use some fingers, and don't squeeze them, and don't like really hard and pull on them. But you know, the nipples can take some more, you know, some more toughness. But the breasts, just start off soft and gentle. So the same part of your brain that gives you sensations to the vagina actually brings sensations to the breasts, and that's why women can have breast orgasms. So Larry, you can make the nipples tense by placing your fingers on each side of the nipple. Push down slightly and slide your fingers apart. Move the breasts in slow circular motions. Start gentle. Take her lead in how she likes them touched. And then also, like I said, you can use her tongue. And then when her nipples get erect, which happens, as you know, Manus, with women's nipples, you can harden your tongue and flick it back and forth and slowly take it in your mouth and then begin to suck and nibble. This is what I like. People like, I like, suck then release her nipples while inhaling, so it creates this like icy sensation. You can also put an ice cube in your mouth and you can suck on her nipples. Those are a lot of nipple tips. Have you ever met the woman who had a breast orgasm?
Yes, I have.
And what were you doing to her? Do you remember?
It wasn't that much.
You're right. She just had it, right?
She just, some women can just have it. So it didn't really take that much work.
Really? Like, did you just touch it, or did you just, like, do you remember what you did?
Yeah, just, you know, touch it and, you know, pinch the nipple and stuff like that. And the thing is, damn it.
What?
I don't know if she's married or whatever, but I really wanted to ask her because since then she had breast enhancements.
Oh, and you want, I would never. If I could have an orgasm through my breasts, I would not.
Yeah, I just want to know if it's, I mean, it might be, you know, kind of weird after, you know, many years saying, oh, hey, I just want to call and ask you, can you still have a nipple orgasm after your breast implants? But maybe I should, I'll head up her sister. Like, I still talk to her sister.
Why don't you just tweet her?
I should, she's not much on,
hey, babe, you still get those nipple orgasms? But I'm down for it. Oh,
some women, once they get, you know, involved with the guy, that they totally forget about, you know, the internet and all that kind of stuff. So,
that's true.
You know, it's kind of hard to keep tabs on what's going
on. Right, and she might be insulted if you want to know.
And I always know the instant a chick has become single again, because then they're all over the internet.
They are, right? That day.
They just disappear for years, and then suddenly they're
update the profile picture, like the whole thing. Right, that's what happens. You got to redo it.
So predictable.
No, men do the same thing.
And I can tell when people are about to break up, too.
How?
I can tell because, you know, when they first get together, there'll be a picture of both of them in the photo. Then that, like, the timeline will be always pictures of them, like, out somewhere. And then slowly, it's like Back to the Future, you know, when Marty McFly started disappearing from the photos. Slowly, the guy will start disappearing from the photos.
I noticed that too.
And then, boom, he's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Day. Yeah, exactly. Relationship status, game over. Exactly. That's why people, you should not put your relationship status on Facebook. You don't want everyone's going to know. Although a study came out 2 years ago. It's funny. I got interviewed by the New York Post the other day. Mm-hmm. They wanted to know why it's so common that people break up over the holidays in December. And there was actually a study that came out. The most recent study I could find was a Facebook study that came out in 2010 that said that the 2 weeks before Christmas were the all-time high for people breaking up, because Facebook measured, you know, people's like must have been relationship status all time high the entire year, and the 25th was like the lowest. Like, no one is doing it on that day. You're either going to dump them before the 25th, or you're going to dump them after. It is a big time of year. Like, people's emotions run high. They don't want to buy them presents. They don't want to go home with their family again, or they just like, or they're like, is this the part they're reevaluating their life?
Their year, you know, they want
they don't want to go into the new year, with someone. So, what were you going to say?
I was going to ask you. It's probably like the gifts and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. The gifts. I love, but
if I was with you all year and I still didn't want to be with you, I'd still get you a gift. That's just the guy that
I am. How many months do you have to be? How many months do you have to be with someone before you have to buy them a gift? Or how long do you think? Like, if you're dating someone for 3 weeks, do you have to get them a gift on Christmas?
Dude.
On holidays?
Can I tell a story to you? Yes. I feel so bad.
What did you know?
I feel so bad. So it was like one of my like really first real girlfriends in like high school. We get together a week before Valentine's Day. And I was like, oh, it's a week before Valentine's Day. We're barely even together. She got me all this stuff on Valentine's Day. I didn't get her anything.
Oh.
I feel still bad to this day about it.
Do you remember her name? Send her some flowers. Yeah.
Tina. No. What's up, Tina?
You were in high school, though.
She's in Florida, I think. Somewhere.
Right.
But,
you were just there. You could have brought her something.
Oh, yeah. I should have brought her something. I think she's married.
Oh, well, it happens. I know. We all do stupid things when we're younger.
Bad about it.
I know.
Feel bad about it.
It's okay. That's good that you feel bad.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't do that again, but it's hard. But what I'm saying is, though, like, right now, like, I've been dating someone for a month.
Yeah. Oh, you still got, you got
like, what do I get him? What do I get? What?
A month gift? But guys don't really care.
No, some guys care. Some guys care.
Well, they're vaginas.
I mean, we're not like committed. You know what I mean? I want to leave the country for a month, is what I want to do.
No, just get him.
I'm going to go away, though, I think by myself on a vacation over Christmas. Mm. Yeah, that's what I think. Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
For a month? Where?
I don't know yet. I actually, no, not a month. I'm going to go for a week.
Go to Jamaica.
Yeah, why Jamaica?
I don't know. I'm going there.
When? Oh, you want me to come with you on your trip?
Yeah, let's go to Jamaica.
You hardly want me to come with you on your trip. So are you really going to go there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. This question.
Okay.
This is a common question. How do I get my wife to be more sexually open? Dear Emily, my wife and I have known each other since we were 18 and have been married for 17 years. Ever since we started having sex, my wife has never liked foreplay and only wants vaginal missionary intercourse.
Hell yeah.
In 20 years of knowing her, man is psyched. Give her his number. I think she's let me go down on her twice, never for more than a few minutes, and very rarely lets me use my hands and fingers on or in her.
She sounds like a gift.
She used to go down on me or give me hand jobs from time to time, but now rarely touches my penis at all. She never wears any of the laundry I've given her over the years and very rarely makes a move on me. Sex is pretty much arranged and agreed as we brush our teeth and get ready to say goodnight. Although she's beautiful, she's petite, 5'3", 125 pounds. I know she has a lot of body image issues and sees herself in the worst light. I also know that motherhood really makes her physically and mentally tired, and she constantly suffers from a lack of energy. I tell her all the time how wonderful and beautiful she is, and I think how sexy and desirable I find her, but I think she thinks I'm patronizing her. She never talks about sex, but I fear she's not enjoying our sex since all I do is enter her and orgasm several minutes later. Mm. She commented a few weeks ago that it makes her uncomfortable when I try to go down at her or do other things. That conversation started when I asked her to give me a handjob. My request did not go well. I just feel like our sex life is so limited and that she would enjoy it more if she'd let go a little. Selfishly, I also wish she'd show more desire towards me and interest in doing things to pleasure me. What can I do to help her loosen up and get her to enjoy sex? Thanks, Steven. Whoa, Steve. This is a heavy one because, first of all, this is probably the most common question I get asked. And this is a show I just did a few weeks ago with Dr. Drew Pinsky. his wife, Susan Pinsky, came on my show and actually talked about their marriage. It was a very insightful, open interview that she did, and she revealed a lot because basically the show is about mismatched libidos. This is what we're talking about. He wants it more than she does. She wants it more than he does. How the hell do couples reconcile this situation? It happens. And of course, the first, you know, 6 months to a year you're with someone, you're in the ripping your clothes off each other, can't keep pants. Oh my God, sex is amazing. You're having sex every day. But that doesn't last forever. So what do? And then things settle into place and you realize, oh, I need it every day. She needs it once a month. What do we do? So if you want to listen to this podcast, it's very interesting because Susan's been with Dr. Drew for 30 years and she went through a lot and did not want sex for about 19 years after she had triplets. So she went through – so – but that's a whole other story a little bit because her thing was about hormone replacement therapy. But the first thing I have to say to you is you guys have been together for 17 years since you were 18. So if I do the math, you're 35, I think. So Stephen, you've never talked about sex. So this is a lot of time that has passed with you guys. I mean, I think that this is sort of in crisis mode because it sounds to me that, you know, you're not even saying that everything else is great in your relationship and all this stuff. But the fact that she doesn't want to have sex and she's not open, that might just be who she is. But I also think that you have to that if it's been ever since, you know, she got kids and she's tired, her body image, she might need to go into some therapy. First thing she should do is get checked out by a physician. She might have hormone drops after kids. This is what happened with Susan Pinsky is that she had early menopause and her hormone level was off. And she didn't – until she had hormone therapy, this pellet therapy, she all of a sudden started feeling, you know, amazing again. But she's married to a freaking doctor and they couldn't figure it out. So there could actually be something medically going on with your partner, with your wife. And that's always the first thing. Like, is she taking meds? Is she taking birth control? Is she on antidepressants? All these are libido killers. So we have to first rule out or figure out if there's any physical thing going on. Okay, so then once you rule that out and she just says, no, I don't like sex, I believe that you have to also then, Stephen, spend some time talking to her in a way. Now, when you just ask a woman for a hand job, you just say, hey, babe, I want a hand job. Of course she's going to react that way because you haven't warmed her up and you don't know what she needs from you. She doesn't want you to go down on her. Do you ever ask her what she does want? Maybe she wants a foot rub. Maybe she wants a back rub. Maybe she doesn't feel appreciated by you because I'm making this up. Maybe you used to bring her flowers all the time and you don't bring her little gifts anymore. And to her, those gifts showed love. It's different in every relationship. Or maybe you never ask about her day. Or maybe you don't take the trash out when you say you are. I don't know what it is, but there's something going on here where you guys are not connecting and you've been together for so long and you've never talked about sex. So I do want to say that I do believe it's time for couples therapy for you guys. And maybe you should even see a sex therapist, but I would start with couples therapy because usually the sex issues in a relationship stem from some underlying thing that's happened. So you started to pull away. Maybe it was after kids. You know, maybe the kids, it was just, I understand you have kids. It's really hard to like, you know, make time for sex. But it sounds like this is lots of years and lots of miscommunication. She doesn't like the same things that you like. Maybe she had sexual trauma when she was little. I mean, we don't know. I think that if you want to save this marriage and you want to stay together, you've got to get intimate and serious in your conversations with her before you can get that way sexually. So I would recommend therapy. Or if you feel that you guys have good communication on your own, which I'm not so sure about by your email, you can start talking to her about, you know, what does turn her on sexually? What are her fantasies? Does she ever have any? Does she ever think about sex? And you know what a simple thing to say to her is? Babe, so what's the most memorable time that we've ever had sex together? What one time sticks out in your head? And she might say that time that we were away in Jamaica for the week. And who knows? Maybe you need a vacation. So find out where she lives on the sexual compass and start to find out more information.
Yeah, I was just going to say two things, kind of going back to doing things for her. Maybe being more spontaneous and surprising her, not really playing out things like, hey, you know what? I want to take you. We're going to go do this. We're going to go do that. I know not, you know, every couple of money might be tight. Sounds like you have children. You know, just be creative and come up with different ideas and, you know, just be have a couple surprises in your back pocket.
It's true.
And then also, it sucks because he only talks about sex. I wonder, like, what her demeanor is
exactly
during the day. It's just like the day-to-day. And, I mean, if she has a bad attitude, oh man, like, and with what he's talking about, I'd be so miserable.
Right.
I'd be miserable. And it's kind of hard when a person has a bad mood constantly, like to turn that around.
Exactly.
Don't you think?
Well, that's why I'm saying, because it could be some kind of depression she's going through. It could be some, I mean, there could be so many things going on. I mean, it could be diet, nutrition. I mean, I don't know what it is. But yeah, if she's a bummer to be around and he's not getting his needs met, couples just like brush this under the backboard. And that's why I love when people email me about this, because like I really want to help people, because I do think, and again, listening to the Susan Pinsky show, I mean, it was so interesting how she, I mean, they had triplets. Can you imagine having three kids at once and then like just like not, you know, like trying to work on their sex life, but having kids and having all this stuff going on in your life. I mean, it's really, really hard, but they stuck together and they found a solution. And I'm just like, hallelujah, hallelujah, because so many couples can't, like too much time passes and the issues get so deep and they don't work on them. And then the relationship ends.
So when you go on a cruise.
Yeah. Did you have lots of sex? I hope.
I just
kept back from yours, right?
Yeah. I went to a cruise through the Caribbean. And when you go on the cruise, on every cruise line that I know of and that I've been on, they pair you up with different couples. Like, I guess they go through your profile and like how old you are and stuff like that. So every time
like
you
for swinging?
No, they pair you up with couples when you go to have dinner.
Oh.
So you don't sit at dinner by yourself. You sit at dinner with other people.
Okay.
And so we were with two other couples, and one of the couples, the girl in the couple was just such a downer. Like everything was
you couldn't change tables.
I mean, if we wanted to, but like the other couple we were with were cool. And then the husband of the girl was really cool too.
Okay.
But it just her. Like,
what'd she do?
Just constantly just negative about just everything. Like, you know, how much stuff cost, or.
Like, she's on a cruise. Like, what are you complaining about? You're on vacation. You're so lame. You're bringing me down.
Yeah. It's just like you're a buzzkill. I'm like, how can you be around somebody that's just a buzzkill?
Exactly.
Like,
isn't that interesting?
Without wanting to turn it around.
Right.
And if I couldn't turn around that person's mood, I would be out.
Right.
I can't.
I couldn't be with anyone with negative energy and brings me down. Maybe he doesn't even realize anymore. Maybe some people, they get off and like trying to make the partner happy. He's like, I'll make her happy. Just like women are like, I'm going to change them. Guess what, people? The person you're dating right now, they're not going to change. They're absolutely not going to change. The only way they might change is if they say to you, you know what? I'd like to change. Yeah. I'd actually like to change in this one area, but if you're thinking that you've got some Jedi mind trick that's going to change them, it's not going to happen.
It's the same thing with drug users.
People you can't tell
drugs,
them not to, right.
Can't tell them they need to stop doing drugs.
No.
They have to realize that
they have to hit the rock bottom. So I think that's a really important message. So that's what we got time for today. Everyone, check out everything I got going on at sexwithemily.com. Tell your friends, if you guys are liking the show and you're enjoying it and you're loving it, say, hey, guess what I learned on Sex with Emily? We'd love to have more listeners. We'd love to hear from you at feedback@sexwithemily.com. And also, you can also get me on my Facebook page, like my Facebook page, Sex with Emily, Instagram, Twitter, Sex with Emily. What else is there? Google+. I mean, do you use all that stuff, Menace?
I use it all.
Snapchat. I'm on everything. What's the other one? Oh, Vine. Have you started doing Vine yet?
Well, Vine's old, man.
It's not old, but I'm doing Vines now.
Oh, you are?
I mean, it's old. But whatever.
It's been around for a while.
I know,
not
but
as
now
hot
but
as it was.
It's not? Okay,
no.
Well, I'm doing some Vines.
But
whatevs.
People that do Vines are really creative. They're
I know.
Awesome.
They're super fun. I know some people in LA, so I'm going to be doing some stuff with them. So anyway, check out Menace, Menace.
Yeah, on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram's always my favorite because the visual aspect.
Right.
And if you want to see the Caribbean, I have over 20 beautiful photos of that.
Aww.
You can check out our other stuff. I'm going to be doing really cool, if you're into like big bands like Arcade Fire.
I love Arcade Fire.
Who else is going to be? Queens of Stone Age, AFI, who you just hung out with.
I just hung out with them in Love Line.
And over like 20 other bands. Lord, she has a giant song right now called Royals. On December, or just follow me on Twitter. I'm going to tweet
where?
Out.
Where? Here in San Francisco?
Here in San Francisco, but I'm doing a national webcast where I'm going to be interviewing all these bands live backstage at a concert for 2 days. So,
oh, that's cool.
I'll tweet it out. I know it's not sex. Maybe I'll ask some of the band
sex questions.
People
on the show listen to music. You don't just care about sex, right?
Yeah.
People?
Yeah. But, big bands like Phoenix, like
can I go?
Huge bands.
No, I won't be here.
If you want to go. But they're having the same concert in LA. You should just go.
All right, I'll go to that one. Okay.
But, yeah, if you want to check that out, I will be tweeting out some links.
Be giving away free tickets or anything?
Menace. Yeah, I do. I'm giving away free tickets if you live in the area.
If you live in the Bay Area.
If you don't, just watch it online. You can tweet me questions and I will ask the band the questions.
God, Menace. Like so multi-purpose, functional. Multifunctional man. Cool. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hi, I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. I've been throwing out a few mentions here and there about how I received a Sibian because we were just getting to know each other. I wasn't really ready to get into it. But now I'm ready to spill the beans. This thing will change your sex life. You may think you know all about the Sibian, but forget what you've heard because it's so different from any other sex product you've seen before. In fact, it's so much more than just a sex toy. The Sibian is a full-on sexual experience, one that you can enjoy solo or share with a partner. For one thing, it's the only sex product with a unique mountable design that simulates the feel of riding a partner during woman-on-top position. And the cool thing about the Sibian is that each woman has the power to customize her own experience every time she uses it and make it work for her. There's a lot of different attachments. There's actually 11. You can get one that's shaped like a penis. You can get one that's for your clitoris. There's a bunch of different attachments to choose from. There is no limit to the ways you can experience a Sibian, and each machine is as unique as the woman riding it. Also, women who have trouble reaching orgasm during intercourse, I know you're out there. You email me every day. Sibian could be the secret to unlocking your orgasmic potential. Repeated rides in the Sibian can train your body to orgasm, making it easier to experience multiple O's and increase sexual response with a partner. And because of the unique design of the Sibian, once you learn how to orgasm with it, you can transfer that experience to sex with your partner. The way you move, you'll be able to figure out what you learned on the Sibian with your partner. Oh, and have I mentioned how hot it will be for your partner to watch you play with it? Here's a testimonial from the Sibian website that says it all. My husband and I have been married for 17 years, and I always thought our sex life was okay, but I didn't get too excited about it. My first time on the Sibian, I can hardly describe the feeling I had. My body just exploded. It was just unreal what happened to me. I soon realized at the age of 38, with the Sibian, I had my first orgasm ever. I've now started having orgasms while making love to my husband, and I have Sibian to thank. Shelly from Texas. To hear what other happy customers have to say about their sex life changing Sibian or to order your customized Sibian today, visit Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. As a special treat for our Sex with Emily listeners, you get $75 off your first order with code Emily75. So check out Sibian.com today. Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love a little more, right? AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. They give you 10 free gifts. Who the hell does that anymore? Free gifts. You'll get a sexy surprise for her, a specially selected prize for him, and a little something that you'll both enjoy. Talking about spicing up the sex life, you'll enjoy it. You'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? Not hard at all. Go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, a game. I'm so into couples games right now. They have these really fun games that you can play to get to know what you both like about each other, what you both like in bed. Try one of those out. Just enter offer code Emily at checkout and you'll get 10 free gifts. That's adamandeve.com. Use code Emily for 10 free gifts. Thanks for listening.